Uh-oh, bing bong. Welcome to episode, I've already lost count.
I think it's
nine.
Like,
ninth week. We're almost at double dit. Did you just fucking salute? You meant nine, like German.
No, like the number nine.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let me get a large number nine. Extra fries.
Have you seen that fucking video of the...
Well, hold up. We gotta introduce ourselves.
Oh, shit.
Welcome to week number nine.
That's Isaac.
Hey, I introduce you, Cameron. Oh, my God. We act like we haven't been doing this for 9 weeks straight. Hey.
We haven't.
To my left today.
Well.
As always.
Well.
Don't you dare say it. It's Isaac. God. Pain of my existence.
That's right. That's how we do it.
Who am I? Who am I, man?
So to my right.
Yes, sir.
As always.
I mean, who knows?
Don't say it.
Uh-oh.
It's Cameron.
It's me. Today we're going to do something a little different, a little shorter episode. We've listened to your complaints. An hour is too goddamn
long.
They said, we can't listen to you idiots for an hour. You're not that good. So we're going to shorten it to about 45 minutes,
I think. This shit's going to be like 4 hours long.
Maybe. We might 24-hour podcast.
24-hour podcast.
24-hour podcast. I would kill myself too.
Jesus, that would be like 24 episodes.
We haven't even talked that long.
No, we haven't even... We're not even at 24.
Hey, I meant to mention, I know I'm like 3 weeks late to this, but like happy 1 year anniversary for Nolan.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I was also thinking, you know that white towel that's in our bathroom?
Yeah, I used it.
Yeah, I know. That's the one you used. Guess where that towel's from?
What?
No way! That's our orientation towel, my
dude. That's the first time I showered here. I used that towel.
That's the first towel I used when I met you.
That's hot.
Right? That's the towel I use.
That's hot.
That's the towel I use to clean up my jizz. After, you know, what we did that night.
Yeah, yeah. But you didn't use it in the shower?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
No, I air dry.
That's why there's like four fans in your room?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I stand in the middle of those and I kind of become like a tornado.
Almost. Actually, funny story. So I broke my arm about 8 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you mentioned that.
Yeah, yeah. And one of them, they gave me a waterproof cast.
Dude, that...
It was like the third time I broke my arm. Waterproof cast.
Genius.
I'm like so hyped about it, man.
But you got to air dry it.
And then they said, hey, so it's not as waterproof as you think it is. Oof. You can get it wet, but it can't be too wet.
Then what the fuck is the point?
Yeah, what? Yeah. And I literally had to sit in front of a fan with my arm for like 30 minutes while it air dried.
That's so dumb.
It was fun.
Have you seen those cool casts that they have in like Japan with all the holes in them so you can scratch?
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Right? God.
I used to fucking shove pencils in my arm.
One of my friends, I don't know if it was his leg or his arm, but he had a cast, right? And this was in like middle school.
Yeah.
And he was scratching.
Uh-huh.
And while he was down there with a ruler.
It broke
down there, and he tried to get it out, and he couldn't, and he had to wait until the day they cut his cast off.
I was always so scared of that.
Mm-hmm. But and it actually happened, and when they cut his cast off, they're like, oi, oi, fucker, what the fuck is this?
What's this?
What's this you got here in your leg?
Little sissy, yeah?
Hey, trying to scratch your little sissy broken bone, eh? Fucking puss.
Fucking, when I would have, like, I had the forearm cast one time.
Yeah.
I think I told you about that, too. But I would itch it and like, you know how like your arm gets really
dry?
Looks like a baby when you take the cast off because it's really skinny.
Oh yeah, no, dude, yes. Yeah,
so I used to do pencils in the cast, and then it got to the point where my arm was so skinny I could fit my whole fucking finger in it.
Eesh,
I was like, yeah, dude, I'm big as shit.
Although I never had a cast for my elbow.
Oh, it's terrible.
Dude, it got so small. It's still not the same size.
Oh yeah, not me neither.
It's like I had my sisters called it my girl arm.
Yeah.
Because it looked like a girl's arm.
Yeah, it's crazy because they both do.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you. I have an interesting topic to talk about.
Okay. Well, before you do that, back to McDonald's.
We never talked about McDonald's.
We talked about McDonald's as soon as we started this.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did. Large number nine. That's the video.
No, that's from a... video game.
I know, but
that's
like,
from GTA.
I know, but it's like fucking
San Andreas.
The McDonald's.
Yeah, the number 9 is what I usually get.
Yeah, but
I like 2 smaller cheeseburgers. I don't like one big one.
Okay.
It makes me feel like I'm eating healthier.
That's funny.
Eating twice as much.
Barely smaller. anyways, have you seen that? This is super, super old. Like, if you had Vine, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like the video of the guy, he's like wrapping his McDonald's.
His order,
meal.
Yeah.
I think that shit was hot as fuck, and I feel like I could do it.
You think you could rap?
Oh,
you're
yeah.
very good with coming up with lyrics on the spot.
That's
I've never heard you rap before.
I'm
like,
very – I can't rap.
When you do a cover of a song and you do that shit, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you make up new lyrics, you're very quick on the draw with that.
I'm a very creative person. What can I say? It's due to a long line of trauma.
All right, anyways, back to the number 9 McDonald's shit.
No, that was it, the rapper.
That you didn't want to bring up the huge thing that has happened?
Oh, shit. No, we can. Yo, so yesterday, Cameron had McDonald's twice in one day. All right,
let's not talk about that.
And my man's fat with girl arms.
So, first... I'm a slim, thick bitch, okay? That's what I am.
I can just, like... In my head, I, like, pictured you just, like, with a beer belly and, like, just really
skinny arms. Hey, man, that's my future. That's where I'm headed.
Yeah.
No,
besides that, though, so yesterday we tried the Travi Patty.
Yeah, let me explain why I got McDonald's twice in a day first, though. I feel like I can't continue.
Okay. Because you're fat.
No! I love McDonald's, first of all.
I don't really like McDonald's, but I'll eat it. I used to never eat it.
I used to never eat it, too. I used to, just, like, swear to myself. Like, I'd be proud of myself. Like, I hadn't eaten McDonald's in a whole year.
Is there a hair tie in here?
Probably not.
Oh, shit. I thought your girlfriend would have left one.
I don't know. Not yet. We've only been dating for, like, a little bit over a month.
Doesn't fucking mean she can't leave her hair tie.
Yeah. It's too soon for that type of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Too soon. I bet I make her sit in the back seat when we drive. Too soon for her to be sitting in the front seat.
You don't want her sitting in the front seat anyways. For us, for the homies, you can sit
in the
trunk.
Yeah, exactly. No,
anyways,
okay.
Let me
side-railed so much.
No, explain why you got it twice.
So, it was Saturday morning.
Uh-huh.
Friday night.
It was actually Sunday morning.
Sunday morning. Saturday night. Things got a bit rowdy.
Uh-huh.
What's the best thing to eat in the morning after a night of rowdiness?
I would say Mexican food.
Some greasy food is the answer.
I look like my dad.
Some greasy food.
Uh-huh.
Is my answer, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So I had it in the morning.
Yep.
You came over later that night.
Yep.
I was thinking to myself, I'm only going to have McDonald's once today. In the morning.
In the morning.
And then you come over. And you go, hey, you want to get that Travi Patty? And you know I can't say no to that.
Yeah, true.
Although I had already eaten dinner.
I forgot. You had
pasta.
Yeah.
And then you go, you want to go? And I go, nah, I'm good. If I go, I'll probably end up doing that and I don't want to spend money. And then you go, I'll buy it.
I said, I'll buy it.
So, of course, I fucking go.
Yeah.
Rating? What are you rating? Out of 10. Travi Patty.
Travi Patty.
Travis Scott. You know what we're here for.
You know what we're here for. I'll write anything else.
Yo, Cactus Jack came on my lip.
Yo, Cactus Jack sent me, bro. He said to get this Travi Patty to put it in my fatty.
Yo.
No,
Cactus Jack didn't ask for consent, man.
Coochie Mane did, though.
Coochie Mane. No, okay. Out of 10.
I thought it was... I would give it about a 7.
7?
Yeah.
I'll give it less.
Okay, good, because I'd probably actually give it like a 5 or a 6.
I didn't like it at all.
I don't like McDonald's.
Okay, no, hold on.
I just wanted to do it for the clout.
I like. I just want to do it because it's so
I just want to do it to be cool.
Yeah, just, you know, follow the stream. But I give it less than that. I like the Quarter Pounder by itself.
I've never had the Quarter Pounder.
You've never had it?
Usually when I would go, I would get the number 9.
Used to be my go-to in high school, get that Quarter Pounder for lunch. but... I don't like the bacon on it. And also, he does one thing that really irritates me. He gets, like, the sliced onions.
I don't like onions at all.
I love onions, but McDonald's chops them up into tiny little cubes. Oh, I fucking love that. I love that. And he gets, like, the sliced onions, like, rings. And I hated it. I was like, this burger is shit because of these onions. And this bacon.
Yeah.
So I give
I thought it was an interesting.
I give it a 4 or a 5.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
4 or 5.
I like the bacon.
5, 6. 7, 8.
9, 10. Hey, why would we take the first 7? No, so funny thing about that, we got there. Mm-hmm. And you know the video. You already know what we want, what we came here for.
You know what we came here for.
So the lady at the...
Sicko Mom. Oh, dude, lady, yeah, that was so fucking
It was
funny.
Awkward. She's like, hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get you? But a lot less excited. Like, McDonald's, she hated her life, probably.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, can I get 3 Travi Patties? And she said...
What are those?
What are those? And I said,
dude. 3
of the Travis Scott meals.
And she goes,
She goes, oh, okay. And then she says, hold on. And then some other guy gets on the intercom thingy and he goes, hi, what can I get you? And I said, can I just get 3 of the Travis Scott meals?
And then they went to this whole
thing. They ran out of Sprite because their soda machine wasn't working. When the fuck does their soda machine not work?
Jesus Christ, McDonald's. I just think they were all just zooted off their mind.
Oh, probably. It's fucking Greeley McDonald's.
Yeah, probably. And it was
like 11:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't doing the best.
They were not
service.
Having it. No.
But they didn't. The Travi Patty thing made me fucking
I thought it was fucking hilarious, but I felt so uncomfortable.
Well, I thought they were going to know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, me too.
So many people have probably ordered that.
Yeah.
And you call it a Travi Patty. I'm like, they got to know. They got to be on the internet, right?
They got to know what's going on.
They know what a Travi Patty is.
Yeah.
What? And they
like travioli, give me the formuoli.
Like it was just so fucking awkward.
Yeah.
If I were you, I would just start crying. I would have been like, why? Why would you
do this?
Why would you embarrass me like that?
Yeah.
In front of someone.
In front of my friends.
So yeah, Travis Scott burger, not that great.
It was a burger. My dad makes better, but it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever had my dad's burgers?
No. I've had your mom's cooking. She's pretty. I think I've had her tacos.
Probably.
I think we had tacos there one night.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah. My mom, chef's kiss.
Yeah. I had breakfast there too.
You did. You did.
That was good breakfast.
Yeah. My dad probably made that. My dad makes some fucking banger breakfast. Dude.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. All right. I got a question for you.
Okay.
Question that has baffled the internet for ages.
Okay.
And I think they deserve an answer from us.
Okay. Nobody really cares about our opinions, but here we go.
You wash your legs?
Yeah.
You wash them?
I do. Like when I'm in the shower?
Like, yeah, you like scrub them.
I don't like scrub them, but I put body wash on my hands and I rub my chest and mm-hmm. my armpits and then I rub my legs.
Do you rub your thighs? You rub all the way down your leg?
I rub my thighs to my shins and then when I clean my butt, I mm-hmm. wipe. Like, I don't touch my butthole, obviously.
Obviously. That's
not a fucking
simp.
Ugh.
Simp-worthy.
No, but I'll rub my butt cheeks mm-hmm. and then I'll go down the back of my thighs to my calves.
Okay. That's fair enough.
I feel like I gotta clean my legs.
Hey, don't be disgusted with me.
You don't wash your legs?
I don't.
Well, it's like a jungle anyways.
Yeah, bro. I probably go down to my thighs
mm-hmm.
and I let the rest run down.
Well, no, I think that makes sense. That's kind of like my same argument with my feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just don't scrub my legs. I'm sorry.
I mean,
I'm a non-scrubber.
Hey, it's okay. You're a non-scrubber.
Sue me.
But boy, do you know how to rub. Yeah, Cameron likes to rub my back sometimes. He rubbed my foot.
I
rubbed
your back. I came back.
No, wait a minute. Right. Time out. This okay. motherfucker gave me a foot massage on one foot.
Yeah, one foot because
I still feel weird.
I was tired of rubbing your fucking feet, okay?
You rubbed the foot, dude.
Yeah. Well, I rubbed your
foot.
For
like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I did. And then I'm like, this is weird. I probably shouldn't be doing this because, to be honest, I was getting hard.
Oh, shit.
Probably shouldn't say that. But.
Oh, shit.
Why don't we shouldn't read that right now? Anyways,
yeah. No,
so that's something that's baffled the internet. For so long. I'm going to ask you another question about the
okay.
shower.
Okay.
You ever just sit in the shower?
In the shower? Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm... this is going to...
No, say it. You got to fucking say it now.
So I'm really sad all the time.
Yeah.
So sometimes I like to cry in the shower.
Oh, no, I. And then so, no,
other times
it gets. I didn't think we were gonna go here.
No, I told you. You said to say it.
Oh no.
Other times I get really sad in the shower.
No.
I sit on the floor, and I'll just.
I do it because I'm tired.
I'll just cry. I mean, I do that sometimes.
I do it because I wake up and I go, "Oh, I'm tired."
Yeah, no, never done that because I was tired. I sometimes will sit down because I'm like,
"This is so fucking."
It is. It is. But no, I sit down in the fetal position.
No, no, you don't.
No, I haven't done that in a while.
In a while, Isaac.
I told you I'm a fucking sad guy.
Yeah, I know, but fetal?
No.
But fetal position?
I'm like fucking.
You're fucking up on the floor. That's, come on.
Yeah, no, I haven't done that in a while.
But you've done it.
Oh, yeah.
You've done fetal.
I'm fucking sad, dude. I'm sorry.
But fetal position? I can't even imagine.
Sometimes
you're feeling like a cartoon character.
Sometimes you just get really overwhelmed, okay? And you just want to hold yourself because no one else will hold you.
See, maybe my problem is my legs are just so damn hairy that I don't want to feel like I'm grabbing the back of my dad. I don't want to feel like I'm hugging my dad's back. And being
you don't want to feel like you're hugging your dad because you're sad and he's shirtless.
Yeah. I don't want to feel like I'm crying in my father's chest, although he's never hugged me before.
I feel really awkward hugging my dad.
Really?
Yeah. Not like I'm like, oh my god, I'm hugging my dad. That's weird. But like, my dad and I aren't like very affectionate.
Yeah.
So like, I'll like be leaving my aunt's house or some shit. And I'm like, bye guys. I'll give my mom a hug, and she's like, hug your dad. Yeah, and she says that. I look at my dad, and he looks at me, and we're both just like,
and I look at him.
Yeah.
He looks at me. And I look at him.
No, but it's awkward.
No, I get that.
Like, I'll hug my dad.
I try and kiss my dad when I hug him. He hates it.
Yeah.
He hates it.
I could never do that with my dad.
I go in for the hug, and first of all, he hates, like, long hugs.
Yeah.
And I'll just try and fucking hold on and be like, get off of me. I'll be like, give me a smooch. Give me a smooch, big guy. Yeah. He'll be like, no.
He's like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
He's like, you're my sperm, dude.
Like, hey, big guy.
You never fucking jack off and just hold your sperm.
That's gross. What do you think about dudes shaving their legs?
I mean, I don't think it's weird.
I think I need to.
I mean, you've been telling me that for a long time.
Over
a year now.
Yeah.
First time I met you.
It's been something I want to do.
I'm self-conscious about my hairy legs.
Yeah, you guys don't understand. I look like a gorilla.
I don't think that's true.
Starting from my waist. You don't think that? Dude, look how much it is.
Have you seen fucking Kennedy's legs?
No.
Kennedy's legs are hairier than yours.
That's impossible.
No, it's not.
I look like an ape.
Ask Andrew, ask Tony.
If you look at me from the waist down, you're like, that is not a
human
leg.
Kennedy's got a hairy butt.
Yeah, you've seen my buttocks.
I saw his butt cheeks today.
They're a little hairy.
They were very hairy.
A little.
No, yeah, it was a little hairy. Although,
little hairy.
Funny thing. I'm sorry if this makes you uncomfortable.
Oh, goddamn.
But it, in a biology textbook, how it has like the tree.
No, wait.
Or not biology. What is the fucking term for it? I don't know. You know, like in those books, though. It gives you, like, it's a science book.
You know books.
You know books. You've read books.
You've read a book before?
Sound like a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
A little bit. How it gives you, like, the diagram.
Of, like, a family tree?
No, of just a tree. And, like, it shows you the underneath the earth view, too. And, like, it shows the roots.
Okay.
It looked like you just had tree roots on your butt.
Yeah, I have a hairy ass, okay?
But it was like,
I saw a funny ass TikTok today.
About hairy ass?
Yeah, it was like me going through puberty. And then he got to another image of himself. And it was like my deep voice and facial hair. And it was talking back to himself. He goes, don't worry, I'll hold him off for as long as I can. Run. And he starts running away. And then he hears him scream from the other room, the deep voice and the facial hair. And he turns back, and then the fucking it says ass hair.
It's like, yeah. I think I've seen that before, yeah.
Shit. How much I wish I had hairless legs.
I mean,
not hairless. Not hairless. I think dudes with hairless legs are weird.
I don't think dudes with hairless legs are weird.
I just want my hairs to be, because I have a lot and it's long.
Well, being someone who grew up as a swimmer, I wasn't actually a swimmer.
I was going to say,
you I did never, swim team for like 3 years.
You
that was
never
it.
Told me that.
I don't like to swim. I get paranoid easily because I have a strange fear of drowning.
Oh.
So those of you who ask me why I don't like swimming, and I tell you trauma, I just...
Did you almost drown one time?
Yeah. I think I told you about this, and my fucking sister had to save me because I was...
You've never told me
Okay,
this.
Funny story.
Please.
Neighborhood,
how did you...
Neighborhood pool.
Okay.
I'm like, I don't know, like probably like 8 or so.
I miss those days.
I hated him. Actually, no, I like going to the pool.
Neighborhood pool when you were 8, man, and you'd bring like a...
You'd bring like a football, play catch. No, not even a football.
One of those foam balls.
Like those squishy balls.
Yeah. That's my childhood.
We'd play catch in the pool.
Mm-hmm. Miss them. And then you just fucking swim until your nose kind of hurt from the chlorine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Could you swim with your eyes open?
Yeah. I never do that today.
I felt like a badass for doing that. Yeah.
And then I would always come out, my eyes would be fucking glowing red.
Yeah, you'd be like,
and my mom would be like, Cameron, don't open your eyes underwater. I'm like, I don't have goggles.
You know, I'm a fucking baller, Mom.
I'm Aquaman, Mom. I don't need to close my eyes. She'd be like, you're insane. I'm like, yeah.
Goes, yeah, I know. So I'm at the pool. Don't remember what I was doing. I just remember I like lost my footing. And like I've always
footing where?
In the pool.
I was walking
kind of like, yeah, cuz it was like where it's like up to your nose probably, and you're like fucking, you push off one foot to like get above it. I missed and I swallowed some water.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started freaking out, dude, cuz like I've always been a little afraid of drowning cuz my grandma almost drowned, and that's why she doesn't like pools either.
Mm-hmm.
I did that. I started freaking out.
Got a good gulp of water.
Right in front of the fucking lifeguard. She's just staring at me. And my sister. My sister dives in the fucking pool. She was tanning. My sister didn't like to swim because she would always just go to tan. Mm-hmm. No, fucking dives in, man. Pulls me out. I don't even know. After that, I was like, fuck these lifeguards. They don't give a fuck about me.
Yeah, no, for sure they don't.
Yeah, so.
I always thought about that. Like, actually, I don't know. They hire a teen, like. Pools just hire teenagers to be lifeguard.
Oh yeah,
probably some worst decision they can.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Teenagers do not give a
Haley,
shit.
If you're listening to this, you stink, and you're probably not a good lifeguard.
Stinky girl. You're probably not a good lifeguard.
No, I mean like when I go on like vacation,
like ew, Haley, question, as if she's gonna respond. Or
yeah, yeah.
Listen. I forgot what I was gonna say.
Okay.
If you saw
a little boy
drowning, would you actually, no, but like not even drowning, but just like splashing
just like
around.
Would you be like, hey, or would you be like, oh, that kid's just fucking having fun? Or would you be like, oh, this kid's fucking dumb. He's just trying to pull a fucking sandlot on
me. Have you ever had to jump into the pool is what I'm going to ask.
I mean, I've had to jump in the pool before. I like to
like
jump
as
in
a
the
life
pool.
As a lifeguard.
I've never been a lifeguard.
Exactly.
I don't even guard my own life.
But like, That's so bad.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Anyways, go ahead.
You're not. I just want to know. I don't know. I feel like not a lot of lifeguards take their job seriously.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. I feel like they're like summer job, bro.
Kids will be kids.
I'm out here fucking pimping on my lifeguard stand.
Mm-hmm. But that so the reason you're afraid is because like you took that gulp of water. I've had that exact same experience. Freshman year.
I was fucking eight. I was 8 goddamn years old.
Okay, well, this is freshman year.
Yeah, well, I was fucking 8, okay?
This is freshman
year.
Yeah.
Don't compare it to me and tell me you're better than me.
I never said that.
Again, freshman year.
And it was mandatory for my high school that every freshman took a swimming class.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, right? Kind of sucked. Actually, I enjoyed it. And it was a fun class. I got to swim with my homies. I got a lot of calf cramps.
Oh, yeah. From diving in the pool after eating?
I think just because I was a freshman and I didn't drink water ever.
Okay.
Because I thought I was unstoppable.
I'll never be dehydrated.
Exactly. I'm like, let me never sleep. Let me eat everything in sight and never drink water. And I will just, that's how I'll
that's
live
how
life.
I'll survive.
Ridiculous.
That's how gamers are.
They're like, G Fuel.
G Fuel.
Garrett.
Shout out G Fuel.
Shout out Garrett.
Gary.
Shout out Gary Fuel.
Gary boy.
What was I saying? We took swim class freshman year. And the amount of times I accidentally took that fucking breath of water.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
No, so that shit.
Because it didn't freak me out. It just made me feel so gross. Because I'm like, everyone in my class. In this pool.
Pee.
Yeah. So many people I know that, like, imagine everyone you went to high school with. Now imagine them all in the pool. And you take a gulp of that water that they've all been sitting in for like an hour and a half.
Pools are. Imagine everyone in your neighborhood,
mm-hmm.
and people who are outside of your neighborhood,
and that one crackhead down the street, chilling in that pool.
Yeah,
crackheads are hella entertaining.
Oh yeah,
super entertaining. Have you ever been
in an encounter with a crackhead?
Yeah.
Multiple times, yeah. So, one time, two crackheads at one day.
Oh, shit, this sounds like an intro to a joke.
No.
Oh.
No, not a joke, just a story.
Story time.
I went to Boulder with Gavin.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin and I like to play this game, Tweak or Crack, where, like, you see someone fucking tweaking out, and you're like, yo, what are they on, you know?
Yeah.
But we were at Cosmos. If you don't know what Cosmos is, fucking don't listen to this podcast. You fucking suck. It's not actually all that hype. It's a pretty good pizza place. Anyways,
mm-hmm. I've heard of it. Cosmos.
I've never been. It's pretty good.
Is that what you guys were talking about last night?
What?
Cosmos?
No.
I thought you guys were talking about pizza last night, and I came in and said some weird shit.
I don't fucking remember.
What the fuck?
Anyways.
I overheard a conversation, thought it was about one thing, and I just walked into the room and said something.
When?
I think last night, and everyone just looked at me, and they went, what? I was like, I thought that's what we were talking about.
I don't know what you were talking about.
Dude, that's the most embarrassing thing that I just want to hop in conversations.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the worst.
Well, Cosmos in Boulder, it's like 11:30. As we do, we go to places at 11:30 and embarrass the shit out of ourselves in front of the employees.
That is the proper eating time.
But we're sitting there waiting for our pizza, and there's this dude talking to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting,
good. You love to
sitting,
see it.
Sitting in a booth right next to us. We're at the bar stool.
Yes.
He's sitting in the booth next to us, facing us,
mm-hmm.
staring at the table, just talking to himself. Fucking, I don't know if he threw up or if he was just spitting up, but he was fucking rubbing his head in that. It was really gross.
Mm-hmm.
This man is just like fucking talking to himself, saying some whack shit. I don't even remember what he was saying because this was, I think, like my sophomore or junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And Gavin and I are just fucking dying. And I don't remember who we were with. I think we were with Sari. But he's like, Gavin starts getting a little queasy. So he's like, I'm going to go outside. So I'm just sitting here listening to this guy fucking talk to himself, like having an existential crisis about who's after him.
Oh, boy.
And then fucking Gavin's outside. And this dude walks up to him. And I think he asked him if he had like a cigarette or something like that. And then Gavin like said no, and this guy just starts talking to him about his life and like what was going on with him, and this man's like fucking itching every 2 seconds. He's like, you got a cigarette, man? He's like, you got a light, bro? I don't even know. And then Gavin starts like laughing. We get our pizza and we leave.
Oh,
and I walk
God.
Outside. I say hi to Gavin, like, you know, as you go outside you go hey to get him out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Guy immediately stops, turns around, runs up to me, he goes, hey man, you got a light, man? Mm-hmm. And he's like fucking all jittery and shit. Starts itching his arm, like where the fucking
where the needle goes.
Yep. Starts itching his arm. And he's like, yo man, I just need a light, bro. We're like, no, I'm sorry. And we just walked away.
Damn.
I have no idea what happened to the guy who was inside as well, but he's, you know,
that's fucking whack.
Probably tweaking right now.
You know my crackhead story.
Yeah.
Football practice.
Okay.
High school. You know how it be.
As it goes, yeah.
Our practice field was right next to the street.
Uh-huh.
And we were all on the bottom, like in the field, doing practice on the sidelines. Me and my friend were chilling. And we don't know what this lady was on. It was kind of scary to see. But she's in her pajamas. This is like the beginning of school, so it's fucking hot.
Mm.
We're all in barely anything, dying of heat stroke. She's like fully head to toe hoodie, pajamas. We're like classic. She's pushing a stroller with no baby inside, and she's on the phone
but there was no phone in her hand. Like, she had her hand up.
That's how the guy was at.
And she was, like, yelling. And we thought she was yelling at us, but she kept walking. And we're like, what the fuck? Kind of. We were all concerned. We didn't know where the baby was. We're like, there's a baby that's supposed to be somewhere, and it's not in that stroller, that's for sure.
Unless she found the stroller.
Yeah, so maybe, like, I don't know. It was just terrifying to see
some lady just walk
in. Yeah, just fucking crazy crackhead.
Mm-hmm. Some crackhead energy.
Hella crackhead energy. And I don't know. I think that's one of my crackhead experiences. I don't know if I've come
Every time I've been in contact with a quote unquote crackhead, they always ask me for a cigarette.
I got a good fucking story.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Me and Ben, last year, there's a hill at UNC right next to our football field. The meth head?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
This man. Crazy shit. So there's a hill right next to football stadium at UNC. When it gets snowy, me and my roommate Ben like to go snowboarding on it. We like to just build a small little jump and just, you know, fool around. Basically sledding.
Just go ham. Sledding on
like,
our feet.
Go straight X Games mode.
Oh.
My man's going X Games mode on
Okay, okay.
Anyways, last year, we go up, and it's usually just us two. There maybe might be some, like, kids actually sledding there that, like, live in the nearby houses. We go up. There's nobody there. This dude pulls up, and we pull up. This dude pulls up in a truck, and he hops out, and he pulls a snowboard out. And we're like, oh, shit, because not a lot of snowboarders pull up. And he pulls up, he puts the snowboard down, he starts talking to us immediately. You know what meth teeth are?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He opens his mouth and I see that and I'm like, oh fuck. Oh fuck. This is bucket list material. Go snowboarding with a meth head? Oh hell yeah. But this man just had, like, definitely he was on something. I know that's, like, kind of sad. It was definitely, like, sad to see.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird snowboarding with him because he,
Was he good?
No. No, he was horrible and he kept acting like he was the next X Games mode.
Like he was the...
Like he was going to be on he was going to be on a box of Wheaties.
Oh, okay.
Like he acted like that.
He was the fucking Sean White.
Exactly.
Of his generation.
Exactly. He came up and first thing I noticed was the teeth. Then I noticed he had a really nice board. I'm like, damn. That's like... He had a Burton board and some really expensive bindings. Like, you can tell when they're expensive bindings. and I'm like, fuck, okay, this guy means business. And he started talking about how him and his buddies used to ride on the same hill that we were and, like, doing jumps and where they put the jumps. And he starts trying to, like, name some tricks. And immediately when he starts trying to name them, I'm like, ooh, that's not correct. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. And we're like, you want to hit this jump that me and Ben made? And he's like, yeah, absolutely. So first me and Ben go off of it. We just do some easy, like, we try to do melon grabs. Most of the time we can't because we don't get enough air.
Did you do a kickflip?
Yeah, I did a kickflip. No.
I don't snowboard, for those of you who are wondering.
No, it's just a simple, like, grab down the middle.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Some easy shit. Yeah. And this man approaches it. Oh no, goes in the air, completely whiffs it, just starts, like, flailing, and then, like, smacks his face.
Oh.
And we're like, oh shit, there's not a lot of snow out, dude, like, it's pretty icy, are you okay? He's like, yep, it's taken a million falls in my day. And we're like, okay, sweet, yeah. And we're just like, immediately, as soon as he, like, whiffed that jump, we're like, oh, this dude doesn't know at all what he's doing. He can go down the hill, he can't hit a jump, because it's not even that big of a jump. And so the snowboard that I mentioned, really nice looking snowboard, right?
Yeah.
Well, we get to the top of the hill and we just start talking with him. And he starts, like, complimenting our boards. We're like, yeah, super nice board. I'm like, thank you very much. And he's like, yeah, found this board on the side of the road. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I was just driving up near Breckenridge and I saw it was on the side of the road with some other gear. And I just picked it up and put it in the back of my truck. I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah. And I drove a little bit further and I saw some more gear. And I was like, oh, shit. People are probably hiking up. And this is, like, their gear that they're leaving down here at the bottom. I'm like, and you just fucking took it? I'm like, he's like, yeah. I'm like, dude, that's.
You go, that's tough.
Yeah, basically, I'm like, wow, well, I mean, you know, I think I just like laughed at it. I don't know what the fuck I said, but I just remember in my head, I'm like, this man full on just stole probably near $1,000 worth of equipment. From some dude who just left it on the side of the road, like was like to gonna come back down to get it because they were probably backcountry snowboarding. And I'm like, oh no,
imagine that his first day doing it, like it's their first, the first day of their trip.
Just imagine fucking coming back down and your gear is gone.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying though. Imagine it's his first, like this, the first day of their trip,
dude.
And he's like, they're all stoked. It's his trail. He's like, this is where I do it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Comes down, his gear's fucking gone.
Jacked his cheddar biscuits.
Oh, that's tragic.
Oh,
you hate to see it.
It hurt me when you said it. Because then immediately I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Absolutely. You can never afford the snowboard like that. I'm like, this man. Oh, and I feel like he didn't even realize it. Like, his moral compass was just fucking like, yeah, I just took it.
He's like, yeah, this is nobody was there.
And I'm like, you just admitted to us that you just stole that snowboard? Like, that's not even yours. And then I think we only hit it a couple more times, and then we left. And he was like, okay, you know.
Love you.
See you guys. Yeah, he's like, we'll probably see you guys around here soon. And me and Ben were like, probably not. We're real busy. Yeah. And we just left. Oh, but I will forever remember snowboarding. With a meth head, my man.
Oh yeah. This one time, I was with Gavin. Gavin was not from the best parts.
Mm-hmm.
And we went because he had to pick something up from one of his friends. I think we went to his house. It was, you know, like how everybody's like, oh yeah, trap house.
Mm-hmm.
We party and stuff here. No, this was a fucking coke house, like a trap house.
It's like legit trap house.
Yeah, there's like four fucking, as soon as we walk in the door, just smells like shit.
Yeah.
There's a dog walking around pooping everywhere.
Poor puppy.
It was so cute. It's a cute dog.
Poor puppy.
There's like three people fucking doing coke in this room.
Mm-hmm.
I felt really awkward. I just kind of stood there. Gavin's all talking to his homie. And they're like, yeah, well, I'll go get it for you. He like cracks the door and you can see him. Just fucking big line, like fat line, dude. Like he was like, it was like 5 seconds of him just snorting.
Shit.
And he like, Gavin and I probably stood there waiting for probably about like 10 minutes for this guy to grab something. And then he gives it to us. We walk outside. I kind of like looked at Gavin because I was like, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm so sorry about that. And I was like, yeah.
I was a little.
You should have warned me about that.
I was a little much.
And he's like, "Yeah, I just didn't think it'd be that bad."
Jesus shit, man.
Yeah. So, last time I ever go,
it's kind of making me sad.
Oh, it's very upsetting. It's very upsetting.
Let's change topics.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to do our little shower thought?
Shower thought today, guys.
Singular.
We kind of slacked off today.
I don't know. I guess I didn't have many.
I couldn't even think of anything.
Other things on my mind.
I was just super busy at work.
I don't know. I guess this is just something that it's weird to think about.
Okay.
One day there will be technology our generation won't know how to use.
Yeah. Of course.
I mean, yeah, like that's life. But I just thought about that, and that's crazy to me.
But that's called industrialization, my guy.
I know, but like that's just crazy to me.
Yeah, you think
like you see old people like struggling with phones. That's gonna be us one day struggling.
Oh yeah,
with our hologram servant or whatever the fuck we're gonna have. You know?
Do you think that technology is gonna be that advanced?
Oh, absolutely, dude. Imagine what your grandparents had for technology when they were our age. Jack shit.
A dial-up phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They had drive-in movies and cars that weighed 5 million pounds.
Yeah.
Right?
There still is drive-in movies and cars that weigh.
Not as much, but I just think about, their technology.
Yeah,
right?
I know what I'm saying. I get what you're saying.
Like, they had, radios.
Yeah, we have radios.
Dumbass. I mean,
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. That's kind of...
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
I'm kind of excited for it, though.
It's going to be hella cool, but we're not going to be able to use it.
Oh, no.
We're going to be squinting.
I'm going to be honest with you right now. I feel like point with me shit. Right now, mm-hmm. I feel like even if it was now, I would still be a little... I'd be like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like that's how everybody would be. I feel like... It would be a little harder mm-hmm. to get used to, but I feel like we could do it. I feel like our generation is pretty insightful.
I feel like every fucking generation has said that.
Yeah, but I mean,
I feel like every generation is the same, man. But every generation thinks that they're the best generation.
Oh, we are not the best at all.
Really?
No. I think we're better than generations that came after us, but I think there's generations who were before us. Like, I think my parents' generation was pretty cool.
Really?
I think they were...
upset that they fucked up the earth?
I mean, we're not doing too much to help that.
I think we're doing a lot better than they did.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I mean, like, in terms of, like, technology. Because, like, that was, like, the boom of...
True.
Of, like...
Cassette tapes and CDs.
Just, like, little things like that. That's kind of, like, what sparked it.
A little bit.
Also, I think it'd be fucking awesome to live in the 80s.
Yeah. 70s, 80s would be...
Be, like, my age in the 80s?
Yeah. My dad's... Life growing up, he's told stories that sound pretty fucking cool.
That'd be amazing.
Sounded a lot cooler than mine.
Saying just like, fucking walk around smoking a stogie. I'd be like, hey!
Hey, I don't know.
Hey, about you wanna go play sticks and shits in the middle of the street?
Hey, you wanna go hit each other with sticks for a little bit?
You wanna go play stickball?
And now what's kids that are like,
whack you in the ball with my stick.
Kids today are like, yo, you wanna play Fortnite?
No. Kids today are like, your mom's like, hey, it's a nice day outside. You want to go outside?
They go, oh, we love Fortnite.
You want to go to the park? They're like, no, I'm going to sit there and play on my phone.
Warzone. I got to get the Battle Royale victory. I got to get the dub.
Although I do like Warzone.
I love Warzone.
But we grew up fucking playing Call of Duty.
Dude, we grew up playing some good-ass games.
We did. And now they have shit like Fortnite.
It's gotten worse.
I'll be honest with you. I played Fortnite when it first came out because I was like, this might be a... Cool
oh, I play. I think everyone played Fortnite for a while.
Yeah,
I played it when like a couple of while. I played it so much, I bought the actual game.
I didn't.
You did not know they had an actual game.
I didn't. I got it for free. Just played that.
Yeah. No.
Oh shit! No way. Yeah. Because it's like this, like the save the world shit.
Yeah. The
Brendan bought that
tower defense type shit. Yep. Bought that. Played it. I think like for 2 days.
Yeah.
And then went back to the battle royale thing.
Yeah.
When it was like. I'm talking season one. I had the knight's armor.
The OG? Oh, I had the knight's armor too.
I got the knight's armor, and then after that, I quit.
Yeah, no.
I think I made it to season two.
I think I finished season two, and like I started season three, and that was I was like, you know what, I'm fucking.
How many? Do you know how many victory royales you got?
How many wins?
Wins.
You don't have to say victory royale.
Whatever. How many dubs?
I didn't get a lot. I was really bad at the game. I just kind of had fun playing. I was really bad at building.
I can count how many wins I have on one hand.
I can probably count how many wins I had on one hand, too. Are we talking about solos or like...
Wins in general.
Wins in general?
Yeah.
Maybe two hands.
Hey, you want to know how many I got?
How many? One?
I got one dub.
So
I got one dub and I was like, beat the game. I don't got to fucking prove it to anybody else. And then I stopped playing.
Solo wins. I had, I think... Probably three.
I don't.
Two, no, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were from other people who played on my account.
Okay.
Two of them were from other people. I had one solo win myself, and that's because the dude died in the storm.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I think with like
on a team
quads, whatever the fuck
trios.
Did they have? I don't know.
It's been so long.
But I used to play with
duos.
My friend Brandon. I think you've played with him before when we played COD.
Yeah.
B-boy.
Mm-hmm.
I played with him and then Caden Bennett. Or Caden...
Don't say his last name.
Caden... Not Bennett. I don't...
Oh, shit.
It's not that kid. Everybody fucking knows Caden Bennett. No, but Caden Kennedy's brother.
Got it. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I played with those two. And those two were really fucking good at that game. So I would have like maybe like three kills. They'd both come down with fucking like 15. I think I won like four games because of them.
My only dub... was in a group. I don't know if it was duos, trios, or quads. I don't even know if they had that. I think it was only trios, wasn't it? No, or am I thinking about Apex?
I think you could do duos, and I think it was duos and I don't fucking know. Apex is only three, though.
Apex is only three. Yeah. It wasn't even with my friends. It was with a random. The random carried me pretty hard. And then we got that victory royale. But basically, after season one, I was like, this game
It just got a lot worse.
It got too sweaty.
Yeah. After they fucking destroyed fucking Tilted Towers, dude. After they did that whole fucking...
I remember Tilted.
Mashup. I think the furthest I got was when the bunkers first appeared.
I didn't even get that
far. It was before
far.
They opened. There was the one bunker in the middle of that fucking woods place. What is that? I don't even know. It was a bunch of trees.
I don't know.
But it was when that bunker first appeared. And then I was like, yeah, I'm done.
I can tell you exactly when... Actually, not exactly. I stopped playing before the Thanos thing came out.
Oh, I did too.
And then
I thought that shit was kind of dumb.
And then I remember playing around with the Thanos thing at my friend's house. And then I was like, I don't miss this.
They butchered that game.
Before we close up, I'm going to talk about one more thing.
Okay.
One more topic. Bella Porch? Poroch? I don't know how to say her name. She's the next Bella Delphine, I'm telling you.
Why?
Do you know who I'm talking about, first of all?
Belle Delphine, yeah.
No. Bella
Poroch. I don't know who that is.
No, you don't? I don't know how to say her last name.
I might, but I don't know who she is. Is she like
a... Oh, you're going to know exactly who she is as soon as I mention her.
Okay.
You know that TikTok with the girl who's like... I'm sorry, you can't fucking hear this. Who's like nodding her head.
That's how a lot of...
Bitch, TikToks you're going to make me look it up. You're going to make me look it up, huh?
That's how a lot of TikToks go, my guy.
This bitch.
Oh, yeah, she's fucking... Yeah, 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 yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Next Bella Delphine.
How come? Why do you say
I'd buy her bath. No, I'm kidding.
She is very pretty.
Very pretty. No, but this girl...
She's great.
She used to be in the military.
I know that.
I've done way too much research, my man. Way too much.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I gotta say. Yeah, Thumbs up from me.
Thumbs up for the boys.
Thumbs up for your boys.
Why do you think she's gonna be the next?
Because she's blowing up in the same way on TikTok, and you see her just everywhere. And
wasn't Bella Delphine isn't she a streamer?
Bella Delphine blew up on TikTok, dude.
I didn't know that.
Dude.
I didn't have TikTok.
Yeah, she was the she fucking did the.
It's Bella Delphine.
Yeah, hold on. I don't want to know her Instagram. Bella Delphine.
TikTok
first post. No, I don't want to know that. Bella Delphine.
Just do fucking TikTok, bro.
Famous for. No. Anyways, I'll show you after this.
Okay.
It's I don't know how to explain it. She does that one shit song. She's like dressed up as a schoolgirl, an anime schoolgirl, I think. I don't know. But I think this new Bella is a better version of that.
Oh, probably.
Yeah. Much better version. And I feel like she's going down the same path.
You think she's going to end up selling bathwater?
I think she could right now.
She probably could, but do you think she would?
I don't know. If she doesn't, props to her. I feel like... I don't know, actually. Props to Bella Delphine to having enough confidence
to sell her bath water.
And nobody even knows if it's her bath water.
Oh, no.
She could have just filled those up in the fucking sink and then sent them out, and she made so much money.
Wait a minute. So fucking scrolling through TikTok. TikTok's weird sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this one post I saw. This chick put her foot in like candle wax. Like it was like a foot... It was like a manicure type thing.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, thing. My mom has one.
She put her foot in that, took the wax off her foot, put it in a bag, and shipped it to some dude. Yeah, that's fucking disgusting. That's fucking disgusting.
What's wrong with the world?
I don't know. Like, it makes more sense to sell your underwear than fucking... I'm not saying that that's cool either. I think that's a little bit weird too, but fucking...
That makes me uncomfy.
Put your foot in some wax and sell that shit. Yeah.
Dude, no sometimes worries. I wish I was a girl just because I feel like I would get so rich off that.
Oh, no doubt.
If you're a girl and you're not selling your feet pics, you're stupid. Fucking sell them.
Dude, you could be a guy and sell your feet pics.
I don't think we'll make as much money.
Say you're a girl.
I have hairy feet.
Shave them. We'll shave your feet after this.
Yeah. Okay, we're gonna go shave my feet.
We're gonna go buy a Manscaped for Cameron. Thank you. He's not gonna use it for his nuggets. He's gonna use it for his legs.
For my legs. All right. Hey, thank you very much for listening.
Thanks.
This has been episode 9.
I think. I don't know. Don't quote us.
I think.
Fucking quote us, bitch. It's episode 9. I don't know.
Might be 9. No idea.
It's more than 5, that's for sure.
More than 5, less than 10. That's all
maybe,
we know.
Maybe not less than. Yeah, no.
It's less than 10.
I think it might be either 8 or 9, yeah. I think it's 9.
Can we just fucking end this?
No.
I know.
I want to be here forever. To you.
All right. I know. This is great.
I love talking to you.
I love talking to you, too.
You know what? Fuck you. I'm going to. Don't. Uh-uh. Cameron's trying to kiss me.
What?
I only do that when I'm drunk.
Which I never, because
we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that
later. Thank you very much for listening to this episode.
Yeah.
See you next week. I'll follow our Instagram, bingbong_boys. Hopefully we're going to record and do some stuff tomorrow. No promises, though.
No promises.
No promises.
I think this YouTube thing is a bust. But
we don't know that.
But
we just haven't posted anything.
Yeah, I know.
We're just busy.
We're just here, man. All right. I love you all.
Love you all.
Thanks for...
Hope this shorter podcast is a better idea.
Thanks for tuning in.
Who knows? Yeah. Thank you very much for tuning in. And we'll see you next week.
Bing, bing bong. Bong.